On this day, 10 years ago, Iced Earth would release their album, Plagues of Babylon. And I just want to give a little shout out here, instead of talking about the controversies, of course, of John Schaefer, which every time Iced Earth seems to pop up in the headlines, it seems to be about. I want to talk about Plagues of Babylon, an album that I feel is often overlooked because it's, you know, in between, you know, Incorruptible and as well as their album, Dystopia. So those two albums were very big for the band. And I feel that because it was in between these records, this one often gets overlooked. But I think it deserves a good shout out. It's a very solid album by the band. It is the 11th record that they released, and it is somewhat based on a concept. I also saw them on this tour, so I'm very happy to have bought the shirt some years ago and wore it until it disintegrated into nothingness, because I loved Iced Earth, and I was proud to show that wicked shirt. Look at me, that artwork, you know? Plagues of Babylon just on this shirt here, and yeah, tour. It's always been my thing. I've always just worn band shirts. That's why I'm wearing this one here by Earthless. But anyway, I digress. The album was actually pushed back to 2014. It was due to be released in late 2013. However, they pushed it back to 2014 due to the tour that they were currently committed to, I believe. Now, I loved this album at the time. I thought it was a really awesome record by the group, and fell in love with it, from the start. I just played this thing from start to finish, and I just enjoyed it immensely. In recent times, I guess it's shone a new light, and I kind of have fallen out of love with this record, and I don't know. I guess it comes in waves. Like, I'll go back to this record, and I'll be like, oh, damn it, I forgot about this opening track here, and what an opening track it is. You know, especially... I mean, yeah, Plagues of Babylon, fantastic opener, near 8 minutes of perfection here. Demicide, and the Culling, fantastic group of songs there, and Among the Living Dead as well, kind of ebbs and flows after this, and, you know, I don't know, a few of the tracks, Resistance, The End, yeah, they're all right, you know, until we get to Cthulhu, of course. Peacemaker's alright as well, I thought, and of course this cover of Highwaymen, which I thought was a pretty decent version, to be honest. Now, I guess it does have a bit of filler, you know, in particular on the last half, and some highs and lows with waves, but a strong opener nonetheless. And of course the great closing track that is Highwaymen, a fantastic cover of a track. Go check out the original as well. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.